The teens were charged in August with second-degree murder and violent group activity in a single case in adult court. They're accused of beating Kevin Thornton while he was walking with a friend down a Malvern area road on July 20th. He died 7 days later. Steve Good is a reporter for the Malvern Daily Record. He was in the courtroom Monday when Chief Deputy Prosecutor Richard Garrett told the court
that this person was simply walking down the road in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Monday's hearing was originally scheduled to address motions or dismiss or transfer the case to juvenile court, as well as sever it so each defendant could be tried individually. Good says those motions will now be taken up after the mental evaluations are complete, no later than 60 days.
The judge stated it was his intention to maintain this trial on a fast track and not let it get bogged down.
Judge Philip Sheeran did not grant a motion to suppress certain testimony, particularly a statement that one of the defendants laughed during a police interview when he learned that Thornton had died from his injuries. Good says Sheeran also quickly shot down the notion that the case should have been filed in juvenile court. The defense attorney's motion called it unconstitutional to file in adult court.
Their contention was it should have gone to juvenile court first and the hearing held in juvenile court and transfer it to adult court.
Arkansas law outlines 10 criteria for trying juveniles as adults.
It has to deal with the severity of the crime, the aggressiveness of the crime. The prosecutor stated in his argument that they met 8 of the 10 criteria, and that was why he decided to file that directly.
Good says Weibark, Ross, and Norwood sat together at the hearing. They spoke with each other and their attorneys. They were not allowed to have any contact with family members. The judge also conducted a bond hearing for Weibark, who has been held at Jefferson County Juvenile Justice Complex since August. Good says Sheeran set a $40,000 professional cash bond.
Or he also set a $15,000 bond as an alternative with the condition that Weibark be monitored electronically. And Weibark has no prior juvenile criminal history, according to court testimony.
Weibark could be released to his family, but confined to his residence. He would not be allowed to have any contact with other defendants.
The judge made a condition that he would continue his education and left it open to them with what they could arrange. But he expects him to be being educated during this time.
Good says Weibark has been working on his GED while in custody. Ross and Norwood have been detained since August by the Arkansas Department of Youth Services. If requested by their attorneys, the judge indicated the court could extend bond hearing to the boys once they are released from youth services sometime next year. Kevin Thornton was 19 when he died. He was a 2010 graduate of Thunder Mountain High School. His parents, Bill and Darlene Thornton of Juneau, attended Monday's hearing in Malvern.
The victim's family just simply didn't wish to comment at this time.
The Thorntons are to meet with prosecutors before they leave Malvern on Wednesday. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.